You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello, this is Franz Arp, and you can find me at www.franzarp.com. And you're listening to IRC FM.
IRC FM Australia starts now. G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 240 of IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia can be heard on IRC FM and also Trax Radio, which is absolutely awesome. So if this is episode 240, that means that in another 5 weeks, we'll be listening to episode 250. That is going to be absolutely awesome. What has been awesome as well has been looking back at some of the artists in preparation for episode 250. Over the last couple of weeks, I've featured an A to Z of Australian female artists on IRC FM. What we're going to do this week is we're going to start with the guys. We're going to start with the guys, A through to K, and then next week we'll go guys, L through to Z. And then we'll start on the bands that we've heard of most, starting with the women and then again with the guys. So all of the artists have been heard on IRC FM Australia before. Some of them haven't been heard for a while, and so I thought it'd be a great opportunity to play some new tracks and to find out what the bands are doing. Seeing as though we're going to start with the letter A, we're going to start with All Mankind and their song Can You Hear Me? All Mankind are originally from Sydney, but they're currently based in the UK. They've just released their debut full-length album Simple Desire, and it was recorded in Liverpool, England, as opposed to Liverpool in Sydney. They've played hundreds of shows since forming in 2008, taking them from Australia to the US, the UK and Europe. And they've played at numerous festivals and alongside acts such as Death Cab for Cutie, Fleet Foxes, Elbow and others. And a few tracks from Simple Desire have already featured in primetime US, UK and Australian TV shows. Open Your Eyes was featured as the theme tune in the TV promo for the Emmy Award winning show Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. And in addition to that, the song Hollywood Tonight has been heard on MTV's show The Hills. And Can You Hear Me has been heard on Australian television show Winners and Losers. And Break the Spell, the first single from Simple Desire, has also been featured on the soundtrack for FIFA 2012, released by EA Games. So that is quite cool. So the track we're going to hear is called Can You Hear Me? Which, as I just said, has been featured on Winners and Losers, an Australian TV show, which, coincidentally, I haven't seen. So this is All Mankind. Thanks, Matus.
Tell me, can you hear the crack from a hard life breaking? Can you see the flood from the waves of my regrets? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I've no more cards to play. In a corner, I surrender to your way. Your way.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
left to hide. I am open, I am broken. Set me right, set me right.
alive. We got the highest count of venomous snakes and poisonous arachnoids in any other place. We got weather extremes in every sense it can mean. Famines and bushfires, death and disease. We got cows, we got mud, we got droughts, we got floods, we got cyclones ripping up our houses and pubs. Still as ounces of bud, the local outlaws give huge amounts of love, grow on outdoors. So this is going out, jawl on my new LP, to every corner of this order called the QLD. Cause in the sunshine's name, we're fine.
And you can find me at www.franzarp.com. And you're listening to Urk FM.
Where I'm not. never let me go. Even when the stars collide and threaten to explode, never let me go. Even if God reaches down from heaven and steals you from my arms and leaves me with the devil as he whispers, whispers, I search the whole world and couldn't see him. I searched the
Indeed, you are listening to IRC FM, IRC FM Australia, episode 240, and that was our good buddy Franz Arp, who is releasing a track as soon as he has finished it. You can get the information you need off his website and buy the tunes at the usual downloady places. Now, Franz, of course, is a regular here on IRC FM Australia. Basically, as soon as he sends me a song, I play it as soon as possible. And the new song from Franz is called Never Let Me Go. If you go to his website, there's a link on the show notes at IRCFMAustralia.com. You can find out more about Franz and find out some of the meat and the potatoes about some of the songs that he has played in the past. And I know that our friends at Trax Radio love Franz as well, which is absolutely awesome. So the new song, Never Let Me Go, according to Franz, is a very simple idea, was almost fully formed during a session where he was messing around with his guitar. So simple that he was convinced that it wasn't good enough at the time. So he pulled it apart, put it back together, and extended it several times before going back to its embryonic state. Sometimes the hardest to know is to know when not to mess with an idea, as it is so easy to build on something. The only addition to the song's initial two verses and choruses are, of course, the strings that enter in the second pre-chorus. While he would have loved to have been able to play the violin because he no longer possesses the required patience for such activities and has done a few string arrangements in his time, the strings part in the song was built from the sampled remains of a project that he did a few years back. So Franz's lesson of the week is that ironically simplicity is something that he needs to work on. And with all the tools that artists like Franz have at their disposal, it is rather easy to go back and, you know, reconstruct the hell out of something when it doesn't necessarily need it with so many tools. Prior to that, we heard from Evil Eddie from Bris Vegas, and the song that we heard from Evil Eddie was, funnily enough, called Queensland. And so Evil Eddie hails from what rural Queenslanders often refer to as the Big Smoke. He has already already been the frontman for three-time ARIA Award-nominated hip-hop punk outfit Butterfingers, but he's now a solo man for the first time in his career. He has also got an APRA Award for the most performed urban work to his credit. Evil, as he's affectionately named by his ex-girlfriend, shows no sign of straying from his roots and further hands the hip-hop punk blend that riff-raff around the world have come to know and moderately like. So he's definitely got a sense of humour in his bio, and I definitely like that. The song Queensland, which we just heard, was in the Triple J's Top 100 competition, Hottest 100 competition for 2010. And it made it to number 86. So from Queensland, that's Evil Eddie. Prior to that, we heard from the Damned Humans with their song called Prestige. And the Damned Humans are from Sydney. It's an independent industrial rock metal outfit looking to keep the music of industrial alive and well. Started up as Elliot, solo member of the Damned Humans, he decided one day that he would buy a keyboard computer and a fire studio to see if he had what it took to create the industrial music that he so enjoyed. Realizing that there was a vast untapped source of interest in industrial in Australia, he set about trying to gather up like-minded individuals to start gigging. And so, with one planned mishap or dismantlement occurring every month or so, he decided that it would be best to enter the studio to record the debut album alone, just as he had done the demos. The debut album is now out on iTunes and all the usual downloady places. They're an eclectic mix of new and old school industrial. So from Sydney, that's the Damned Humans. And so that's rather cool. Have to see those guys at another gig soon. A band that I also saw recently was The Charge from Melbourne. They were actually suggested to me by Lab 64, which was a rather cool thing for him to do. And I went and saw them based on his recommendation. And sometimes I do that. Sometimes I find bands through other bands and other people in the game, and so I'll go and see them. They've been travelling up and down the east coast of Australia recently, and they're really awesome hard rock / metal band. They can definitely get away with calling themselves metal, I think, as well. Lots of powerful crunchy guitars, sounds really awesome live. So that's The Charge. If they come anywhere near you and you like your music hard, for instance, if you think you'd like KFM Metal Monday, you definitely like The Charge. Prior to that, we heard from Birds of Tokyo, and the song that we heard from Birds of Tokyo was Wild Eyed Boy. The song that we heard from The Charge was Together We Can Make a Difference. Birds of Tokyo, originally from Perth in Western Australia, they're now currently, at the time of recording, in Los Angeles recording a new album, which is great. And so they're over there writing, which is absolutely great. They've performed all over the place, as a matter of fact, which is great. And they are definitely a band to watch, Birds of Tokyo. And then, of course, to open up the episode, we heard from All Mankind and their song, Can You Hear Me? Now we're going to hear... Now, this could confuse a few people because I've been playing the band Smoke and Mirrors a lot, but our next song is called Smoke and Mirrors by a group called Grand Atlantic. Hope you're enjoying the music. EkFMAustralia.com to find out more.
G'day guys, this is Tony Dean here from TonyDean.net. You're listening to IRC FM, best radio station on the web. Enjoy your listening time.
Darkness I can't bear. Breathe, I can breathe again, 'cause I'm
You're listening to IRC FM Australia, episode 240 on IRC FM and also Trax Radio. If you are listening to us from Trax Radio, hello. Hope you're enjoying the music as I feature great Australian independent tunes from all over the country. Our penultimate song of the episode, the song that we just heard, was by Jake Stone and his song Moving On. Unfortunately, I can't tell you much more about Jake at this stage because A Certain Space is down. I seem to say that a lot recently, so pro tip to any bands, get off the space and onto something like the Reverb Nation or definitely Facebook as an absolute minimum. But of course, you should have your own site, shouldn't you? And not relying on A Certain Space or a certain book being up. So that was Jake Stone with his song Moving On. Before that, I Heart Hiroshima with their song Washed Up. Went to Hiroshima last year, actually. It was quite nice, considering the events that went on there in, of course, World War II. The song was Washed Up. Prior to that, we heard from The Happy Endings with their song Rehab. And to open up that set, we heard from Grant Atlantic with their song Smoke and Mirrors. So let me tell you a bit about Grant Atlantic. They had epic success in 2010 with tours of the US, Japan and Australia, gaining them a swag and new fans. Their second album, How We Survive, gained huge exposure and US airplay. So a strategic disappearance was in order. Over the latter part of 2010, around 20 songs were written and arranged by the band for their third long player. The power pop flavour of the first two albums gave way to a darker, more introspective set of tracks that tipped the hat to the shoegaze sound of the early 1990s, while stripping back the arrangements to a leaner, tougher, more direct sound that embraces the trippier elements of their previous work. In early 2011, the band bunkered down in Seacliff Lunatic Asylum, an abandoned psychiatric hospital near Dunedin in New Zealand, with their producer Dale Cotton to record their third album, Constellations. Constellations is out now from the usual downloady places. Their singer Phil Usher noted, quote, "We had a few experiences while we were there, hearing noises during takes, strange sounds, and we also saw a microphone stand moved like someone knocked it." Quote unquote. That strangeness and the unease of not quite knowing where you are informs the sound and the feel of the record. So that was Grand Atlantic. We move on to The Happy Endings, who are an alternative indie rock group from Melbourne. They've been around since at least 2006. And so, wow, they had a successful 84-date Australian national tour to launch their self-titled debut album. And so they went around to quite a few places, including Noosa, Brisbane, Newcastle, Sydney, Wagga, Melbourne, Bendigo, Hobart, Launceston, Adelaide, Perth, Margaret River, Kalgoorlie, Collie, Geraldton, Karratha, Port Hedland, Broome, and almost everywhere in between. Sounds like they certainly covered a lot of the territory, lots of happy endings around Australia there. Then we move on to I Heart Hiroshima. From memory, they're from Queensland. And so, almost after a year off the racket, the band reaffirmed the loss to stoke the fires outside and perform some much-missed live shows amid the abandon and the glare. And so, I Heart Hiroshima, they've got a really interesting sound. They are from Brisbane indeed, the birthplace of the Saints and the Go-Betweens. They're a three-piece, shared vocals and microphone, which is absolutely awesome. They emerged in the party of Backstreets to carve a trail through the bark and offer the spirit of many, including the Smiths, Ravenettes, Magnetic Fields, Frank Black, Walkman, Slumber Party, and a lot more. So they've been around since 2005. Which is rather cool. And as I said, unfortunately, I can't tell you much about Jake Stone. Our final artist of the episode comes to us from Sydney. I have seen them live. I haven't seen their full show yet. I've only seen them at a band comp. The song is called Distress, and I'll be back after this to tell you exactly who they are. Thanks, Matus.
They're showing a Halloween episode in November.
Who's still thinking about Halloween? We've already got our Christmas decorations up.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
midnight and the walls are falling down around my bed. And I'm bleeding from my heart, God knows I'm bleeding from my head. Yeah, I'm down, but not for long. 'Cause a smile is all I need and I have one. The calculated mind is brought down to its knees. Yeah, I could stand up to an army girl, but not to this disease. And I'm searching dusty corners in my mind, 'cause I think that she might be my greatest find.
In case you didn't figure it out from the clip that I played before the song, that was Kang, and they have heard all the Simpsons jokes. Andy loves it when I play a clip before a Kang song, so I had to go out and I had to find a different promo thingy clip. Yes, that's what I was looking for. And so that was Kang. Looking forward to seeing those guys and chucking Simpsons reference at them all night with their song called Distress. Certainly looking forward to that indeed. They say that they are set to save the world using nothing but pronouns. Kang hit the Sydney scene with no regard for their personal safety. I wonder how Kang and Nazjap would go together. I think that would be absolutely awesome. Have to get my people to talk to their people. I think that'd be a rather interesting night, Kang and Nazjap on the same bill. So, on this episode, we have heard from male fronted artists A through to K. Next week, we'll be going on with male artists L through to Z. Don't forget to also, if you're in Sydney, Newcastle or Wollongong, keep your ears and eyes open for Club Leds, Women of Rock and Metal, coming to you. Wollongong on the 18th of May, on the 17th of May, Newcastle on the 18th of May, and Sydney at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St Mary's on the 19th of May. Depending on where you go, you can hear bands such as the Crepta Children and also Heaven the Axe from Melbourne. You'll be able to hear Empirical, Smoke and Mirrors. I'm pretty sure Hard as Nails are there somewhere. Domino should be there. Foundry Road in Drag, along with, those guys. Jaded Empire, of course. And a lot more. Hopefully I'll be able to make it to all three dates, but I'm not particularly sure yet. So if you're in Sydney, Newcastle or Wollongong and love your female fronted bands, great places to be on the 17th, 18th and 19th of May 2012. As for this episode, we have heard from All Mankind, Birds of Tokyo, The Charge, The Damned Humans, Evil Eddie, Franz Arp, Grand Atlantic, The Happy Endings, I Heart Hiroshima, Jake Stone, and of course our buddies at Kang. All the music on IRC FM is either played with direct permission of the artist or under agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. You can hear the show on IRC FM Australia, IRCFMAustralia.com, and also Trax Radio. Until next time, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Remember our story. We're off to Earth Capital. I'm IRC. Good night, Interweb.